I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. And we've been having fun looking for some fall-related recipes.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. Spring is my favorite season until it comes fall, and then fall is my favorite season.
The colors.
Yes, and it's so energizing. It's just like...
In a way, for me, it's a time when I really reflect and reminisce. And I don't know if that's because of my childhood, when I just loved being back home in the fall when all the trees changed colors and it was not really hot. It was just very comfortable temperature. And fall always brings memories of home for me.
Well, that's good, actually. You know, we need to kind of reminisce and look back, and I think sometimes that points us to the future.
Exactly. Yes,
so,
it does.
Yes. So what you're doing today, though, is new. I mean, I guess it's old because it has apple-related ingredients, but it's new because it's used in a new way.
It is. Last broadcast, I did mention that we would have an apple cake recipe using apple cider to share with you today. However, I've changed my mind, if that works with everyone out there, because I found an apple cider bran muffin recipe that I think is just outstanding. And the unique part about it is that there is no sugar other than what is comes out in the apple cider, in the fresh apple cider, or in maple syrup.
Ew, what a yummy combination.
It is, LaVon. And it uses bran cereal, in which I use bran flakes. It uses a little bit of oil and, of course, cinnamon and the extras, the salt and the leavener that are needed for muffins. And if you like nuts, this would be a great time to add some chopped walnuts or chopped pecans in it. And of course, I like to glitz it up a little bit, and I did put some sparkling sugar crystals on top of the muffins before I baked them. But the recipe makes 12 muffins, and the recipe cups were full to the brim in order to use all the batter that I had.
So you probably could do mini muffins if you wanted to serve these for a brunch or something.
Sure.
Or of course, you can always go to those big ones too.
Oh yes.
Just change the baking time a little probably, and you can have all kinds of things. But it's good to start out with the kind of traditional size, and most of us have either 2 6s or 12 muffin
tins.
Yes,
yep, that's right. That's right. And interestingly, this recipe calls for a 400-degree oven for baking it, which I thought was really quite hot, but it was perfectly satisfactorily for these muffins. And I have muffin tins that my favorite ones are made of aluminum, and they're insulated. I really like insulated baking sheets, muffin tins, cake pans, if I can find them. For a while there, we saw them quite a bit in the stores. But I do also have a 12-cup muffin tin. We call them tins, muffin pan, that is Teflon coated, and it's coated with a dark surface. And it's interesting because I don't seem to find that really has a reflective difference in when I'm making muffins. But because these muffins were brown, and I didn't think that they would be affected so much by the dark color inside that muffin cup, that I use that darker muffin pan to make these.
Talking about kinds of equipment you have. Have you ever used the Silpat or those flexible?
I don't use those because I like to have things sturdier and more rigid.
Okay.
And so no, I have not used those. I know they're popular and they can be put in a dishwasher and work just fine, but I have not.
Well, we each have our choices for various reasons. And I think someday it'd be interesting to talk more about that because some people don't know at all about Silpat, and then I was just reading some things related to using the Silpat liners versus parchment paper and so on. So that got us kind of off the topic here. But it does go to the point of we may have different kinds of equipment in our kitchens, and we have favorites for various reasons.
Oh, we do, yes. And let's talk about the apples in this recipe.
Yeah.
Okay, I used two different kinds of apples. I used a Gala. It calls for two apples, so I used one Gala, and I had one Yellow Delicious on hand. So I used both of those. And any time you can use an apple that has a little more tart flavor to it, such as a Gala, a Honeycrisp, a Fuji, a Jonathan, that lends itself very well to baking. And it holds up, seems like it holds up better in the baking process, too. Now, the recipe did say to finely chop these apples. I didn't necessarily finely chop them because I like texture within my food, and I liked I guess you could say I coarsely chop the apples for this recipe. So when I eat this muffin, which I can just eat and eat mm-hmm. because they're so delicious and so moist and flavorful, that I really appreciate having those little bit bigger chunks of apple in there.
How much of the maple syrup?
It uses a quarter cup.
And is that the pure maple or maple flavored? Does it matter?
No, I use the pure maple syrup, and that might be run a little more costly.
Yes.
But you do get, I think, the authenticity of the flavor and probably the sugar content that is required also. Now, remember the fresh apple cider in this recipe.
That's why we're doing
this,
right?
Yes, which is 1 cup of fresh apple cider lends some sugar to the recipe too. Now, I've only used one brand of fresh cider. Your apples, if you make your own cider, may offer a different sugar content. There might be other brands of apple cider that offer a different flavor too. But I think we can kind of say pretty much over the board that apple cider, it doesn't matter what brand it is, it's going to lend a fresh apple taste and some sugar content naturally to this recipe.
This is a recipe like many others that the flavor could change from time to time because of your choice of apples,
yes.
what's available, the time of the season, and mm-hmm. also the apple cider. So it's not always going to taste exactly the same, which that's sort of an adventure in eating.
Yeah, that's true. Now, this recipe called for ground cinnamon, which I added. I really strongly considered adding apple pie spice because that
right.
has a little more combination of fall seasonings, baking seasonings, which we might think of. But I stuck with the cinnamon because I didn't really want to go overboard in the flavor. Since this was the first time I had made this recipe, I didn't know how much the apple cider and the apples together would bring in the flavor, and I didn't want to really overdo it by adding the apple pie spice.
And we know that cinnamon and apples, I mean, that's just a very mm-hmm. acceptable combination. But mm-hmm. like you say, if somebody has another favorite kind of flavoring, you know, you could probably add some.
Mm-hmm. That's true. When we talk about the bran cereal that's required in this, it's 1.5 cups. I use bran flakes because that's what I had on hand. Now, I imagine you can use bran buds, although those 1.5 cups of bran buds is going to be end up with a lot more bran because it's a little denser product than a flake. So it's just whatever you choose to do with that. I did use bran flakes.
Do you pre-soak the, mm-hmm. the bran?
Yes. The bran, you mix together the bran cereal and the apple cider. And it says for 3 minutes. Let that soak for 3 minutes. Well, I got to doing stuff.
It was a little more than three.
It was. And they turned out just fine. I think if you don't let it soak as long as the 3 minutes, the bran will not be have as much time
right.
to absorb the cider.
You're like using flakes, you're probably going to see flakes in there yet. And that would add more texture, I guess. But,
mm-hmm.
you know.
It might add a crunchy.
It might. You can only go so far sometimes in
yes.
how you change this. But, you know, go for it. And muffins, I mean, muffins could be go with soup. Muffins can be breakfast. Mm-hmm. Muffins can be snack. So
muffins can be anytime you see them sitting on the
that's
cupboard.
That's right. And especially since you like these so well, yes.
Uh-huh. I always have enjoyed muffins. I think it goes back to the time when I was a youngster in 4-H and gave a demonstration in 4-H of making muffins.
That was the first thing that you did.
Yes. And so one thing I want to point out, the texture inside these muffins may not necessarily be pretty. I think it's just because of all of the ingredients that are in there, the chunky ingredients. So it's not going to have a fine texture by any means. It's going to be a durable muffin, but
durable
very
muffin.
Moist. Yes.
That's a different criteria than I've heard before, durable.
Well, I did use my cake tester to make sure that tested clean. It came out clean
okay.
before I took them out of the oven, just to be sure they were done.
So that's your usual test is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
It is.
And a toothpick, or do you have a commercial?
I have it's not commercial. It's for home use, but it's a metal cake tester, very, very fine point. And I prefer that over a toothpick because one time I had an instance with a toothpick and it went into the cake and I couldn't find it again.
Oh, no. All right. So here's a remember, the recipe is going to be where?
On our website at kjan.com. Click on Programs. Click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene. The recipe and a picture of these gorgeous muffins will be there. Gorgeous because they are so flavorful for this time of year. I hope you enjoy making the apple cider brand muffins. And if you don't have computer access, please give us a call at KJAN. We'd be more than happy to send this recipe to you. Remember, make some fond family memories in the kitchen.